It's Future Leaders Day here at the radio station. I'm here with Carson Kitchen, grade 12 student at SCS and a student trustee within the Grand Erie District School Board. First question I have for you, Carson, is how did you even find out about this trustee position and what made you want to jump at the chance to represent students?
Yeah, it's actually really funny because I didn't know it existed either. I'd always been in like students council ever since I was like in grade four. It was always just something I did. And then I just kind of came upon this opportunity in about December 2020, early January. And the deadline to apply was like mid-January. So I was like, I just learned about this, but, you know, we'll give it a shot, you know, try something new. I put in my application, and then come February, I got the notification that I got the position. Because usually there's an election for like the South region, the North region, and the Indigenous student trustee. However, I was anticipating to be running against about like five other people, but then all of a sudden, I guess applications didn't come in or something like that. But I got acclaimed to that position. But there was an election for the North and Indigenous student trustees because there was more than one.
Now, one of the reasons people know your name is you strongly advocated for students back in January of this year. The issue at the time was kids were returning back after the Christmas break, but they didn't have enough time to be either fully vaccinated or an opportunity to even get vaccinated. What made you really want to reach out to the media during that time?
Yeah, so it was at a really tense time. Thinking back, it was near the beginning of January. There was a lot of stuff, you know, provincially going on with, you know, are we going to go back on this date? Are we not going to go back? Are they going to push it? You know, what's going to happen when we go back? There was a lot of, you know, stuff up in the air already. And, you know, we thought we were going to be back in just like a few days. But I think what, you know, brought me to do that is that it's really important to me. I really, you know, value it that student voice be heard in all decisions that are made in education, you know, whether it be more of a provincial issue or a board level issue. And so I think I just wanted to, you know, get it out there, you know, how students were feeling. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, advocating for any certain thing. I just said, we want to be in person. You know, students want to be in person. That's what's best for students to learn. But we need to be safe when we're in person. We need to make sure that those safeguards in place for us to be in person. So it was just kind of calling on the provincial government to put those things in place over those 2 weeks to make sure that we could go back in person safe, because that was the end goal. That was the ideal.
Now, why is it so important to have that student voice at the table when decisions are being made?
It's incredibly important because, you know, I am actually in school. You know, all of our trustees, you know, they're, you know, a little bit older. But I live through the decisions they have made in the past, right? Like I myself and all of, you know, the students in Grand Erie, you know, they get affected by these decisions. And so by being one of those people, you're, you know, in kind of like a prime position to bring that voice forward to the board, which is, you know, it's amazing that we have this position available, because not everywhere has this opportunity to kind of be that representative at the board table. And it has made, you know, across Ontario, tons of change, the student trustee position.
What would you say to a fellow student who may be just listening in right now, and maybe they're just hearing about a trustee position for the first time? Why should they go for it?
Yeah, my piece of advice would be, any opportunity that comes your way, take it. You can only, you know, stretch yourself so far, but any opportunity that comes your way, try to take it, because you never know what it will end up being. It can, you know, shape your future in ways you couldn't imagine. In terms of, you know, being a student trustee or any sort of, you know, representative of a, you know, larger, you know, body of people, I think if that is something, you know, that you want to do, if that's something that you feel, you know, you would be able to do well, I'd say completely just go for it. I didn't know what I was getting into when I applied. I wouldn't have imagined to be here, you know, just over a year ago when I knew that I got the position. And it's really, I wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for that student trustee position. So if that is something that you are even the mildest interested in, I say go for it. You know, you don't really have anything to lose, right? There's nothing but good that can come out of it.
Thank you so much, Carson. You can hear the other future leaders right here at NorfolkToday.ca.